So you got your Andorian blue goo dip, Tavorkian pound cake, a nice brisket, and a hoopa. Sounds like a wedding's in the offing. Esther Gold, the main character in the Star Trek ebook series called Starfleet Corps of Engineers, is getting married to a Klingon. You see? Well, the nice Jewish boys really are taken. Glenn Howman is one of the authors of the series. He joins us on the line from Weehawken, New Jersey. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Howman.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Now, this isn't the first instance in Star Trek of how should I put it this way, marrying outside the planet species?
No, it's certainly not. We've seen Klingons marrying Trills. We've seen humans marrying Vulcans.
Klingons married Trills?
That would be Worf and Dax in Deep Space Nine.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, of course, Dax. I had a crush on Dax. That's right.
Ah, okay.
Now, for those people who might not read this e-book, how do you present the wedding between Kor and Esther?
Well, this is a particular unique situation. My co-author, Aaron Rosenberg, and I tried to blend as much of the disparate cultures as possible. For example, there is a chuppah, but it's held up by Klingon swords.
Hmm.
And since we did consult with a rabbi when we were writing it, it's actually not terribly disrespectful. Mm-hmm. So if somebody actually wants to use it, feel free.
What about breaking the glass at the end?
They do, in fact, break the glass. It was one of the things about breaking the glass is that there are many people within the Jewish faith who say that it's symbolic of the temple being destroyed,
yeah,
the Holy Temple being destroyed. And there was actually a question, of course, in Star Trek whether or not the Holy Temple had been rebuilt by this time. And we tried to sidestep that issue. And with that, we shifted the meaning somewhat, and we still had it. The Klingons, of course, think that it's a wonderful tradition to sit down and, you know, break crockery, although they're a little surprised that you're actually wearing footwear for it. They thought you'd be doing it barefoot. I'm actually looking forward to writing in about a year's time the story with the first Klingon bris.
With a mighty saber, right?
Yes, exactly. As they wave the batleth and, you know.
Oh, my word, yeah. Need special cutlery, don't you? Mr. Howman, how do you say Mazel Tov in Klingon?
Mazel Tov works pretty well across the board. Usually at the breaking of when they did the breaking of the glass, everybody shouted Mazel Tov, and then the Klingons started singing a dirge. They thought it was appropriate. The same sort of remembrance of times past, and they started singing Klingon opera.
Well, Mr. Howman, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Glenn Howman is the co-author of the Star Trek e-book series, Starfleet Corps of Engineers. And our congratulations to the couple, by the way. Mazel Tov.